So get your mindset in a preparation mode, I guess you could say, because we're coming up on what we've been talking about off and on, and I think I heard the conversation earlier this morning when I came through the door about Lent, Lent season. So we want to get our minds prepared in what's soon to come, because that's a real significant observance, the Lent season. But just what is the meaning behind it? You know, 1,000 people really observe it. Every year when the time of the year comes, folks observe it. Don't even have to be church folks. You can talk to them in the store or on the job. You can hear conversations, or you can talk to somebody, or they'll come along. Well, what are you giving up this year? Well, what are you giving up? I don't know. What are you giving up? But it's just not something just to do. There's a reason why we do it, right? So people observe it, but do they really know what it means and why they're doing it? Lent, for most of us, most of the time, is just realizing that we got to give up something for a period of time, right? That 40-day. And when you stop to think about it, it's like, what will I give up? What sacrifice will I make? The Latin word pronounced quadragesima, 40th, meaning the first Sunday, and meaning 40th days is when it was originally observed. But in the Western culture today, we usually start off with what? Shrove Tuesday, am I saying it right? All I can remember about Shrove Tuesday when I was little is like, we ate pancakes. You know, we always went to the church, they ate pancakes. And to this day, I'm not really sure. It has something to do with the leavened bread. I did realize later on. But they observed that. And it refers to actually confessing your sins as preparation for the Lent season. That's what that Tuesday was all about. It's thought as a coming clean before God, before making the significance of the next day, which would be Ash Wednesday, starting off the Lent season, correct? Officially starting the 40-day countdown, right? And all this leads up to that great, great, great observance, that great getting up morning when the stone was rolled away from the tomb, and we call that Resurrection Sunday. And the world calls it Easter, right? But that's what it all leads up to, and that's what we're preparing our hearts and our minds for, because he got up. If he had not got up, where would we be? We'd be lost. I don't even know. We wouldn't be sitting here. I don't know what the world would be like, really, because thanks be to God, because he got up, and we can now see how things are anyway. But where would it be without him? Thank God for knowing Jesus. But how do we get through the Lent season successfully? And by success, I'm not referring to like any type of contest of any sort. I'm referring to making it and keeping that agreement with God that we make on the sacrifice that we choose to observe. How do you do it and hold on to it? Because let's face it, it's sometimes hard for us to do something for 2 or 3 days in a row. But we're going to do this for 40 days. Or else shall I rephrase and say, we're going to do without this for 40 days. Whatever it is you choose to give up, right? So I think you have to be prepared. Because if you just go into something unprepared, usually whatever that is you go into doesn't always work out, right? So this is a commitment that we want to make, and we want to observe it, and we want to be true to our commitment because we're doing it for Christ. He was true to his commitment when he went to the cross, even though he asked the Father when he went to pray if he could take it away, if he could just take this away. But he also said what? Your will be done. So he knew it was going to happen. So we have to make that commitment. We have to hold on to it. It's a sacrifice, but we all make sacrifices sometime in life. So whatever one aims for and whatever you have to do to sort out the preparation to get there, to get that final destination, that result, that ending effect of what you want, and that ending effect after the 40 days is to be new in Christ Jesus in some sort of way, to be renewed on the inside, to observe it for 40 days. So what would your choice be in that sacrifice of those 40 days? Will it be giving up your favorite food? Will it be giving up your favorite beverage? Will it be giving up that favorite TV show that you just got to see every night, even though we all got DVRs? We can record it, but it's nothing like seeing it. I know we got like every night of the week a show that we're going to look at some kind of way, right? We just figured out the other night that Thursday nothing comes on that we want to see, and then we filled the slot with something Bel-Air, the Fresh Prince of Bel-Air has got like a series to come on. So we fill this slot with that. So there you go. So, but do we have to? No, but it's what? It's just what we do. So why can't we do this for 40 days, right? And why can't we do it, fulfill it correctly? Remember, it's not a biblical choice. There's nothing in this book that says you have to do it, but it's an observance that was came through the Jewish society. It's a choice to sacrifice for 40 days, just as Jesus was tempted for 40 days in the wilderness. And this is the observance of those 40 days when he was tempted before he started his ministry. Your preparation is the key to get you started and to be successful in the fast. As I said before, if you're not prepared to do something, when you go into it, it doesn't always pan out. Yes, sometimes, depending on what it is, it can work out. But if you're not prepared, who wants to do anything if you're not prepared? If you're going to have a big dinner over the holiday, right, you're somewhat prepared before your company comes through. We get the house all tidied up. We know what our meal is, our meal plan. We shop. We get everything the way we want it. Company comes over. Everybody has a good time. They leave your house in shambles, in a wreck. After all the hard work you've done, you look around and go, we cleaned up. We got to do it all over again. But guess what? It was successful. You enjoyed it. Because it's just like nothing like having family come over. You got the little ones running around, going willy-nilly. You got the big ones, somebody talking over here, somebody talking over there. You know, whatever it is, playing checkers over here, playing something over there. Those that just tilting a little time, sometimes too much. You got to tell them, get somewhere and set it down. And then they try to go, oh, I'm sorry, I forgot you go to church. They ain't got nothing to do with it. Behave yourself and know how to act when you come over. But still, we tolerate it, right? We do it. So what is it for your 40 days that you will give up? What is your choices? I'm sure everybody in this room has thought about it or are thinking about it or have made your choice by now or whatever it's going to be, right? It takes preparation both physically and spiritually in the mindset. Many of us know how to go without the food, but how do you go without the food successfully? Because I know for me sometimes it's hard to go without a day of eating. I might be all right for like 6-7 hours, but then after a while, your gut starts growling, and you got to put something in there. If not, I get the headache for lack of food. But that's because, you know, I like food, so I like to fill in, you know. I'm a professional snacker. I'm pretty good at that, you know. Especially if you're home. Can't stop from snacking if you're home. Every time you go by that cupboard, I think we were talking about this last week, for some reason that door come open, and every time I come out that cupboard, I got a cookie or something in my hand. So it kind of gets hard, but it's a habit. So sometime away, we got to break the habit for a while. We got to prepare our mindset. We got to prepare our bodies for it, right? And so we have to abstain from these certain foods or whatever we're going to do. If you got to abstain from medical testing or something like that, and the doctor says you can't eat after a certain amount of hours or drink or whatever, what do? We do it, right? Because we have to. And so in the same way, we got to have that mindset, but we got to prepare our mind to say so. Say, I'm going to do without this for 40 days, okay, until the time comes when you can resume again. We really should have a fasting routine actually as part of our weekly or daily, however you want to do it, part of life. Really, we should, because I know over in my old church, we had Tuesdays and Fridays was our fasting days for a period of time. You chose your time, how long you was going to fast. But it's just not only a discipline thing, but it's a worship towards God. It's showing him that you can sacrifice something for a while as the Father sacrificed his only begotten Son for us. It's a willingness to give up something for a period of time. And it draws you closer. It draws you closer to the Lord. It really is something that if you do it and you do it successfully and after the fact, you feel different. You feel not only good about yourself because you did it unto the Lord, but he makes you full some kind of way. Something changes in you. A way of life may change. Some things that's been hard all of a sudden become easier. You know, problems may be solved that you kind of gave thought to prior to, but then after a while, your mindset went away from it, and it's just everything eased, and we're back to that thing we talked about earlier, is resting in God. There's something to that thing. The last 2 or 3 weeks I've been home, most of them resting. You know, I'm getting so now I'm kind of moving around doing stuff that you know, my wife gets on me about doing, but, you know, that's just me because I can't keep still too long, but I just like to do stuff. But that rest is a good thing. And sometimes we got to do it and get used to it, all too used to it that I probably don't want to go back to work, but going to have to happen sooner or later, right? So, but in doing so, you will build that relationship with Christ. You begin to hear clearer, especially in prayer life, wherein you've rested so much that the moment you get on your knees or if you're sitting still on side of bed or how it is that you pray, you instantly start to hear the voice coming in, you know. And when we pray, you know, we go to him and we just give thanks to him, you know, before we even ask for anything. And he just comes in. The Holy Spirit just comes in. Many denominations throughout the country, they observe this fasting as part of their worship. I know, like, in the Jewish religion, they have certain times of the month, I think it is, that they fast. Muslim religions, they have a certain time they call Ramadan. They fast sun up to sundown for, like, 30 days. Then when you talk sun up to sundown, you're talking about, what, maybe 12 hours or so? And if you stop and think about it, can we do 12 hours of fasting? Some can, some can't. Some can do it easier than others. But if you set your mindset to it, and you pray while you're doing it, you can do it. Because you can't get through it on your own strength. Prayer is the key. In a fasting period, we ought to prepare ourselves to be able to pray sometimes during the day, right? Whether it be if you're going to skip breakfast or whatever, and you're going to pray in the morning, because I hope that everyone in here, we pray in the morning before we leave the house. And, you know, you want travel mercies throughout the day. But still, you pray while you're fasting. Anytime during the day, during that fasting period, you stop. And give yourself a few minutes just to pray, just to worship, just unto you, God, unto you, Lord. This is what I'm doing for you. Thank you for this. Thank you for that. But this is for you. I know skipping breakfast meals sometimes can be hard to do because that's the main meal of the day that jump starts us, right? That's what they call that, the most important meal. Metabolism starts like that, you know. So it is all up to you. But you have to start thinking now and start preparing yourself for it because we're only 2 weeks away, right, from beginning this thing. And I don't know about you, but I want to try to do it sincerely this year because a lot of times I go into it and I start out good. And for me, one of my challenges is coffee. The other one is ice cream. Sweets, period. It's hard for me to give up because I can eat breakfast and get up from the breakfast table and grab a cookie right afterwards just because it's... I don't know what it is. I haven't figured it out yet. But if I got to give up that coffee, whatever, I got to prepare my mindset now. So what do I do? Do I start using decaf? Do I start going from 3 cups a day to 2 cups a day, down to 1 cup a day, tell them nothing? Or what do I do? We most of us got coffee now. I got mine right here. And it's just something about that coffee. So in preparation, as I said before, you got to get that prayer life. And in James 5:16, it says the effective fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. Just know that when you're praying, trying to get yourself prepared for this, God hears your prayer, right? We need to seek him in advance and thank him for the ultimate sacrifice of his son that made all this possible for us to even observe this. Then we go to him in supplication, preparing our bodies and our minds for what's about to take a change. Because there is going to be a chemical change inside of you that's going to make you feel empty, going to make you feel hungry, going to make you feel lethargic or whatever, you know, because just the change of not having that consumption that we're used to. So you have to really think about how you're going to do it, how you're going to go into it, what period of the day you're going to change your meal set or whatever it is that you're going to do. That is if you're giving up food. Others find it easy because sometimes people naturally say, I just don't eat all day long. I eat one meal a day or whatever. Good if that's you. That's not me. I can't do that. But so when you decide what you want to do, there'll be a few twists and there'll be a few spirals along the way in the journey that's going to make it kind of like, well, today, okay, Lord, I'm sorry. I'm going to have a little cheat day today, but got to go push the buzzer. No. Hear my voice next week or whatever it happens, and you decide how to cheat day. Hear my voice when I say, no, okay. Because it will come. I'm going to have to hear my own voice. Because it will come when you want to just go ahead and do your thing, I guess you could say. I know I've always had that problem in the past. But we are made in his image. So remember, we can do all things through Christ Jesus. And we're going to quote that we can do all things, and we must live it, right? We must say that we can do it, and we will do it. And he hears our prayer and put a demand on it and ask Holy Spirit to give you that helping hand that you need. See, because we can't be part-time Christians, so we're going to be in or we're going to be out. We're going to be full-time. Part-time don't get it. Ain't going to quite make it through the gate part-time. You know, you can't say I'm going to heaven for a while, then I'm going to come out of here for a while. That's the way the world is, but that's not how we live, right? We can do all things, and we're going to make it happen. Supplication will jumpstart you, and everything comes into play when you come to him in prayer. Invite God to lead you. Invite the Holy Spirit to lead you, get you through. Try to do hard. Don't try to do it on your own. One of my professors one time told me, he said, don't come to class hungry. Nobody come to class hungry, because if you come to class hungry, you're not going to be able to concentrate on the lesson. You're not, because you're not built to concentrate when you're empty. It's just something about it. But when we're empty in this, Christ will be doing the filling. So we're going to be full in him. Amen. So everything is going to be all right. But he said, don't never come to class hungry, because you'll sit there the whole time thinking about food or thinking about your gut just growling, and you just won't be able to concentrate. But that's where the prayer is going to come back in. Pray without ceasing. Ask for the grace. Ask for his mercy to sincerely keep going. Do it unto God. And if we do it unto God, let him get the glory. Then it's all going to work out, right? He has to get the glory. All we have to do is just show up with a repentant heart. Adoration for the Father. And he'll see us through. He said in his word, didn't he? He said, he's not a man that he should lie, right? Nor the son of man that he should repent. So he's a man of his word. We have to be about our Father's business. The more we do for him, the more he does for us. We got this, church. We got this. So we're going to get through it, giving him all the glory. So I know in the past it's been difficult. Like I say, I'll start out good, but then I kind of start to drizzle about day 10, day 11. I'm going to have a little cheat day. I need something sweet, you know. But remember, he burned. Yeah. I can see it too. When I go by that cupboard, look at it, burp. But we got to get the sweets out of the house, you know, get the temptation out of the house, you know. But if you turn it over to God and give it to him, he's going to help you through it. Because you know how you know you're in Christ when you do certain little things happen and it just clicks that, wait a minute, what would God do? That's not him. True story, I go to Walmart yesterday and I got a few items, not a whole lot, but you know, you can go to Walmart and kill half an hour easy just walking around, and then all of a sudden you start putting stuff in the cart. So I get my stuff, go through the self-checkout, go out and I get in the car and everything, and I'm taking stuff out of the basket, putting it in the car. Then I realize I had an item in there that I didn't pay for. I said, whoa. I said, first of all, the guy at the door didn't do his job because he's supposed to look at the paper, but what do? You're fine. I sat there and I said, nah, can't do this. So I got it. I went back inside with the idol. And it's strange. I felt guilty going through the door with the idol. You know what I mean? Hoping that no buzzer would go off. But I'm like, well, the buzzer didn't come off going out, so it can't go off going in. I took the item back in and went to the counter to pay for it. And mind you, got two more items. So, you know, you cannot go in Walmart, come on empty-handed. Got a couple more things. Paid for it, came on out, and I'm thinking, well, when I go through the door, somebody gives me that look. I'm like, I forgot to pay for it. I came back to pay for it, but nobody said anything. But that was just that guilt I felt on it. But can you imagine not being in Christ? You're like, oh, it'd be all right. Or, you know, even in Christ, you can say, oh, it'd be all right. You know, nobody knew it. Nobody saw it. But who saw it? God saw it. He knew it, right? So I felt pretty good about myself having done that. But, you know, it would have bugged me all night long for heading. You know, 20, 25 years ago, I said, shoot, I got that. I would have kept it moving. You know, people going there steal more than that. So, but they're not, you know, they're not of God when they're in there stealing. So on the journey, just keep on moving, and you're going to get through this thing, through the physical pain, the mental anguish that's going to come along with it. You start to feel irritable sometimes when you get hungry and frustrated, and you go on the job, and you know you're fasting, and the Bible tells us when we're fasting, we don't make it known to everybody that we're fasting. But it's going to be that one person come up, What's going on today? How you doing? You going, not feeling it, but you got to be, I'm good. And some wives, sometimes they never take I'm good and just walk away with it. You sure? What's going on? You know, they want to keep it going, and you really don't feel like, man, I'm good. You know, like, you know, until they get to the point, you got to, you know, okay, I don't feel like talking about it. Maybe they walk off. But we got to be kind. We got to be nice about it. Don't worry about it, you know. Just say, I'm going to be all right. Just ask God for that help. God, get them away from me. Get them away. Right now, the day ain't the day. All right. I'm hungry. I'm fasting. I got 12 more hours to go. The day is the day. And I got all this on my plate. Ask Holy Spirit to fill you on the inside. And think back about that fervent prayer that you got. If you have to, go in the bathroom, whisper a prayer. If you don't have a private office, somewhere to go, whatever you got to do. Ask him to renew your mind, renew your strength, get you through it. All these little tidbits, keep in mind that they will come in handy. Because I've been there where you're like, and then you suddenly give in. And there's something about when you're on a fast that you give in once, you give in twice. And then before you know it, it goes downhill and you defeat the purpose, you know. So we want to try to be sincere about this as we get into it. Ask your Holy Spirit to calm those anxieties, those discomforts that you're going to have. Concentrate on the spiritual journey of it, what God's going to do, how it's going to come out in the end, and how you're going to feel at the end of it. Matthew 6:24, Jesus said to a disciple, he said, if anyone comes after me, let him deny himself and what? Take up his cross and follow me. For whoever loses his life and finds it will find it with me. So are you willing to make that sacrifice for these 40 days that's about to come up? Because it's right around the corner. Are you willing to make it about the Lord and the Lord only? That'll help us get through it. Or are we going to make it somewhat about him today and myself tomorrow? And I gave up sugar, or I gave up coffee, or I gave up Young and the Restless, you know. DVR. That your story says? DVR. And why do we have DVR, but yet we got to say it right away, you know? So, well, make it about the Lord. Make it unto him. It becomes easier for us, and he'll calm you down in every way. Because sometimes in life, we just don't want to do things because we just whine and complain about it because we just don't like the change sometimes. People in general don't like change, but we have to learn to accept change. God changed. Jesus changed for us in the sense that he did this and he did that. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever, yes, but he made those necessary changes to go out among the people to do whatever he needed to do to save someone or to heal someone or to pray for someone. He did what was necessary. We have to learn to do the same thing for him. Psalm 17:6, it says, I call upon you, O Lord, and you will answer me. Give ear unto me, hear my prayer, hear my cry. Verse 8, keep me, and this is one of my favorite, as the apple of your eye, make me and hide me under the shadow of your wings. It's one of my favorite scriptures there. Make me the apple of your eye, hide me under the shadow of your wing. Because when you're the apple of someone's eye, you're what? You're feeling good. You're it, right? You're it. It's kind of like having a favorite little niece, nephew, or somebody. You know, you just love that person. So you're asking God to do that for us and hide us. Hide us underneath of his wing, because when he hides us, right, when he surrounds us, covers us, we're protected from all that on the outside. That conversation we had a few minutes ago, Ivana, before church, when you said, tune everybody out, you know, when I go back, because I got that protection. And I know that, and sometimes it just aggravates me because I guess that's just the Christ inside of me. I don't want to hear all that nonsense. I don't want to hear all that cursing all the time and all that negativity. Oh, it's going to be one of those days. Oh, we're going to be busy. Oh, my God, this, that, and the other. I said, no, we're not having it. We're not having it. I said that to him more than once. We're not doing that today. Oh, that's what you say. I said, well, that's what I said. That's what we're going to do. We're going to think positive. Not that negativity today. I don't care if we run one call, we run 10 calls. We run 10 calls, we're going to get through 10 calls. That's part of the job. That's what you come to work for. So anybody out there that says they can do this or can't do this, you can do it with Christ Jesus. Are you ready? Everybody prepared? Ready, set, go. We're on the starting line. Everybody's ready? 2 weeks from now. So what we can do is check in with one another, too. You know, You can check in and say, hey, how you doing today? I know we've done that in the past at the old church. Call somebody, how you making out with your fast today? How you doing? I'm doing pretty good today, or I'm not doing too good. Well, let's pray, you know, because there's strength in numbers. So you have somebody that you hook up with and pray, say, hey, gonna need you today, boy, because I'm just not feeling it. It's not just the irritability of not having the food in you, but it's everything else that comes along with it. And you got to tolerate it and deal with it for that whole period of time. But we can do it because God is good and he will help us out. Amen? Amen. So let us pray. So it says over in Ephesians, it says, thank God of our Lord Jesus Christ in the glory. Give him unto you the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him. The eyes of understanding be enlightened, that ye may know with is the hope of his calling and with the riches of his glory and the inheritance of his saints. And what is exceedingly greatness of the power to unto us believe according to the worketh of his mighty power, which he wrought in Christ Jesus when he raised him from the dead, set him at the right hand in heavenly places. So, Father, I just thank you that we're going to get through this week. I thank you, Lord God, for just allowing this message to come through to people and putting it on my heart to give it to them today, Lord God, because it was what you wanted them to hear, Father God. Someone out there, Lord God, needs that preparation, Father God, to prepare for this Lent season, because there is something great on the horizon that you have in mind for them, Lord God. But we may not be able to do it alone, so we need your help. We need your strength. We ask, Lord God, the help of the Holy Spirit to be there when we need it, that we may give thanks in all our circumstances, no matter what they are, in Christ Jesus. That, Lord God, we would give unto you, Lord God, so that we may have the peace that satisfies us through all our days. Let your Holy Spirit complete to make our spirits whole, our souls and bodies kept blameless in your sight. We thank you and we give praise to you in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Amen.